either one of the five that are on Elul. Because the one in Elul, for sure, is mitzturf, either to the ones born before, or for the ones born later. But if you take out one from the Elul, for sure, you yotza maisa. So you have to make sure the tenth one that comes out should be from one of these five that were born during the Chodesh Elul. For Yashar, all the other animals are pturim, like the Manoshach. Yeah. Because e biyechad bela Rosh Hashanah, if you tell me that the new year starts in Rosh Chodesh Elul, so if so, then you have the Elul of Tishrei Mitzarfin, the five born during Elul and the five born the next month are Mitzarf. Or the Avai had five born before those up through five alone has no chiv ma'isa. Elul may hold like Rabbi Lezer Shita, e biyechad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. If you tell me no, Rosh Hashanah is by Yechad B'Tishrei, so then here the Av will be Elul Mitzarfin. So on last year's Chesbon, you had 10 born. So you have to take off Maisa for those 10. And the Tishrei, the five that are born in the new year, Peturim, the potter right now, until you Mitzarf them later. My Armit, what do you want to tell me? Litzarf Lagurin, maybe you should wait with these five. And wait till you have more born later, so you put them together with the next five that are born. So Mar says no. Mora says no. We darshan the pasuk asiri vaday amarachmon of loy sofik. You only take off ma'isa behema from vaday behemis that didn't have ma'isa taken off yet. But here these five from Tishrei, it's a sofik because maybe ma'isa was taken off from them already. Because maybe hold the Rosh Hashanah starts in Elul, and therefore you have the five of Elul and the five of Tishrei, those 10. So you took off one ma'isa, you already freed those five that were born in Tishrei. Even though it's only minasofik, but it's not called asiri vaday. So therefore, those five are potter now from Maisa. The more pshita, of course. Someone says, "What's the chiddush here?" No, madatem. I would have thought to say ligza duma osel lemishka mahaner k'mash melon. In the case we had five born in Av, five in Elul, and five in Tishrei, maybe you should not take off Maisa altogether, because you have to be afraid. Maybe instead of taking one out of the middle five, you'll take out from the Avs or from the Tishreis, and then taking out Yotza. So Kamashlam, we're not afraid that we say no, that he knows to take out the right ones. So really it's a question, how do you know, how can you choose the tenth one? We know you're not allowed to choose the tenth one. Atayi speaks out that Atayi says Taptaisis V'yein Shayach Lesakan Mishum Lo Yivakir. Either Pesach Lo Yivakir, you can't choose the tenth one. You can't make it to be a Balmum. It has to come out by itself. Atayi says that is the one apply over here. Because you're not doing it for the purpose of saving yourself. You're doing it to be yotze for sure the mitzvah. So therefore here you would be allowed to make sure the tenth one comes from one of these five that were born in the middle month of Elul. King Rashi says the case could be like the next Mishnah, we will soon see you could take them when they're lying down, or when they're just standing, not moving. So also then you could pick the tenth one. Yeah. See, the next Mishnah says, V'yezet tzad really means like ketzad. How is the case of maisim? How do we take off maisim behema? So koinsin a deer. You take your 10 animals that were born to you that year and put them into a corral, a deer that has a mechitza around it. V'yezet lam pesakotin. Make sure there's a small door there. And kidesh lo yeshnai mechon motzes kiachas. That two cannot walk out together, one at a time. And when each one walks out, you count them. Umaynin. Echod. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. When they go through, you have to count each one. V'ayotzi Asiri, the one that comes out, the tenth one, Soike V'Sikroi. You have to mark it with a red mark, like painted red. As I said before, that's why you can't do this on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tiv. You can't paint on Rosh Hashanah. These are not Likuva, but the Chil is supposed to be red. V'yomin, you say, Hareze Meister, supposed to say Hareze Meister Beim, as we just speak out. What's going to be Loi Sikra B'Sikla, so you did not paint it red? Or else, V'loi Mona B'Shevet, you did not count it with the shevet, with a stick. You're supposed to count it with a stick. Let's say they didn't use a stick. Oy Shemonim Revutzim, or else, let's say you counted them when the animals were lying down. Not that they're going out of the door. Or you aimed them and the animals stopped standing and you went there and counted them, is there any Elul Mitzarfin? But the evidence is also good. The Chachila is supposed to be walking out of the door and use a stick to count them and to paint the red, the tenth one red. But if you don't do it, these things are still Maisa. What's going to be Hoya Lomeya? Let's say you had 100 animals. For Notal Asora, you stopped, picked out 10 out of the 100. Rosh Hashanah, you had 10 animals born that year, and v'not lech, Yisam took one out of the 10. Ein zeh ma'isa, that's not called ma'isa. You didn't count first the first 9, you just picked out one, that's not called ma'isa. Even by the Eved. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, I mean, no, ma'isa, but the Eved is also called ma'isa. As long as you took out one out of the 10, that's also called ma'isa. What's going to be kofat echad min amenuyin? If you start to count, they went out of the door, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, even before you made the 10th one ma'isa, one of those that counted jumped back into the corral. L'teichon, Zlachor is now harayel l'pturim. You don't take off ma'isa beimer anymore. Because the one that's going to go out, the 10th one, you're not sure when it's a suffix, maybe that's going to be one that was counted already. And the ones that were counted already, they can't be the ma'isa beimer. And the Torah says, Asiri vadai, v'lo asiri suffix. So any time you're going to have a doubt that it's really a din asiri or not, you don't take off ma'isa beimah. See, here, where one of the ones that were counted jumped back into the deer, there's no way now to take off ma'isa beimah. That's called pturin. Min ha-musharin. Harel pturin. What's going to be min ha-musharin l'toichon? That's like you had 100 animals, and you counted already 10, and the 10th one was ma'isa beimah. Now that 10th one jumped back into the crown now. Again, so kulam yiro. You can't take any more ma'isa beima, because any 10th one you'll take out, maybe that's going to be the 10th one that was ma'isa already. But you have one ma'isa beima in this, less than 90 left. So the answer is, kulam yiro, you have to wait, let them all pasture in the fields, achi is tov until they become a bal mum, and then v'yachlo b'mum l'baylam, that's a lach, a ma'isa beima, when it gets the mum, the owner can eat it. Tana Rabbanan, b'yezet sad ma'isa, again, is ketzet really, what's the case that Meiser, you take off Meiser Beimer, is coincident the deer, V'yoistim the Pesach, like Mishnah says, put him into a deer, into a corral, that has a wall around it, and make sure there's a small door there, Pesach Kotin, Kadesh lo yi u'shnai Michael Motzes Kiyachat. Yeah. Now what do they do? I Moisei Mibachutz. What they used to do is, how did they get the animals to want to go out of the corral? Sometimes they're young animals, sometimes they're happy there. So used to make sure the mothers were standing outside the corral by the door. And therefore, the heimim b'fnim, and the animals are inside. The goyos, so the mothers outside would start screaming like, for the kids, the yotzeis. That would make the kids come out. The yotzeis nikra simon. Then the young ones would go out to the mother outside. So I'm asked the question, what do you need this for? For lefkinu inu, let us take the animals out. What do we have to make them go out like with the mother's cry? So I'm asked, the yavok siv lo yishevru. The animal should go out themselves, and not that we should bring it out, drag it out. Fred Gemara, Falishtalu Yiroko. What do you have to have the mother outside? Let's just give them vegetables to eat and put vegetables outside, and that will make them come out. Falifku. And they'll come out, Lavosai, they'll come out to us by giving them vegetables. How come we have to have the mother there? Samara says, Amrafuna, it's a takono, Asagzeru Mishum Makuach Mishum Yosum. We want to make sure people should know the halacha that if you have a yostim, an animal that's mother died, b'shasim was born, it doesn't go to the deer, l'saser. Or the kuach, if you bought the animal, there's no din of nechnosim din l'saser. So therefore we have the mother outside. If the mother is outside, so the pshat is, the kid is not a yostim, and usually you didn't buy it, because if you buy the mother, usually you don't buy the mother and the kid together. So if you just bought the kid, you won't have the mother. So if we make a takana, we want always that the mother should be outside, as if to say, you only have to take off ma'isa beima if this animal was born by you. That's why you have the mother and the kid, and also like the mother's still alive. Even though avada, the pturu yosim is only if the mother dies, b'shach the kid is born. But let's say after the kid is a few days old, even a day old, and then the mother dies, then it's still mechuyif the ma'isa beima. So there is a case that you don't have a mother there, it'll still be mechuyif. But I call upon him, we want the mother there, that people should know that there is a psul by Yosam if the mother died when the kid was born. Tana Rabbon, look at this. The pasuk says, Kola Sheyavor Tachas. Any animal that goes under this staff, so we darshan proper trefa shenu averis. That a behemoth that's a trefa, its leg was cut off from above its knee, so that can't walk. That does not go into the deal with Sas, there's no did my sebeva on such a trefa. Then the pasuk says, Kol she'yavor tachas ha'shevish, go under the staff. Is mitzvah of ma'isa b'shevet, l'chitchili, is supposed to use a staff to count them, 1, 2, 3. Lo imonim b'shevet, let's say they did not count them with a staff. Oy shemonim revutzim, let's say they were stand sitting down the animals, and he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Till 10. Oyem, then they were stand standing, minayin, that's also good. Talmud, when the Pasuk says, Hu asiri kodesh mekol makom, as long as you count it to the tenth one, even though you counted them sitting down, it's also called Maisa. Now, v'yem li'yele shekor reshmei asiri, only maybe if you call the tenth one asiri, le'kor reshmei asiri, even if you don't call the tenth one asiri, it's also chal. Talmud le'yme, yiyya kodesh mekol makom. So if it says, as long as you counted nine, then the tenth one is there, automatically that tenth one becomes Maisa Behema. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, Hoyu Lameya, let's say he had 100 animals, but not Lasori, took out 10, or else Lasori, he had 10, but not left, he took out one of them, without counting first the first 9, he just took out 1. Yochel, Yehemul Sharon, as long as he took out 1 out of 10, it should be good. Talmud Lameya, no, it says the word Asiri. Mashman has to be the 10th one. Vien, the Asiri, that's not the 10th one, that's the first one. Seriously, Kuva, we hold that you have to count at least the first 9. Then the 10th one is called the 10th one. Rav Yosef Yehuda Weimer, no Meister, he holds it is good. You just take out 1 out of the 10, that's also good. My time with Rav Yosef Yehuda, what's his reasoning? Sir, he holds like Keavua. He holds Ka'aba Elozer Ben Goimel. He holds like Ka'aba Elozer Ben Goimel. The time you learn like this. Ka'aba Elozer Ben Goimel, he says, the Pasuk says, V'nech shav lechem truma seichem, that you can make truma with machshava. Just by thinking in your mind, you want to make truma, it's good. So Darshan, this pasuk is b'shtei trumas chosim. I'm talking about two different types of trumas. Achas truma gedola by wheat or by grapes, olives. You have to take off truma midiraisa. So truma gedola is the first thing you take off is truma midiraisa. Any little bit is good. Midrabon is 150 to take off. Take off truma gedola. So now the pasuk says truma gedola is lav dafka. You have to take it off with a maisa or with a dibur. It's not just with the machshav and so on. And secondly, v'achas trumas maisa. Trumas Maisri, you have to take off Maisrish and give it to the Levi, 1/10. The Levi has to take off 1/10 of that and give it to the Kayin. That's called Trumas Maisa. So these two, both Truma and Trumas Maisa, so Kishem Shatrum Gedurla, it tells Gemin of Machshava, just like Truma Gedurla doesn't have a clear Shir Mediraisa. Any amount you take, you just take Vaimed, you just estimate. Or else with Machshava, you just think, the Potsas Venechshav, it's good. Is Av Trumas Maisa. Even you take Meister Rishon and give it to the Levi, when the Levi takes Meister, true Meister out of that, true matter.